You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earl, here with you till 7 p.m. We are in the mid-90s right now. This is Yes. Open your eyes here on Time Travel.
You got a great imagination.
The beach is a good place to pick up girls because you can really see what you're getting. Most beaches are crawling with chicks, and they're all there for just one reason: to get a terrific tan so they'll look great and attract all the men they want. But why wait till they've got the perfect tan? Why not pick the best-looking chick right off the beach and have a really great afternoon in the sun? Remember, that's what she's there for. And because girls are more self-conscious about their looks, there'll be more chicks than guys catching the rays on the beach any day. This works in your favor because it makes the girls competitive for the guys and easy pickups. Just pick out a pretty girl, put your towel down in her line of sight, and spread out your gear. Let her see that you're well-equipped with a radio, thermos of drinks, and magazines, so she'll know you're a serious sun worshiper, too. Don't let her know yet that you've noticed her. This is easy because her eyes will probably be closed against the sun until she hears you unpacking your gear. Settle down and then take out your empty suntan oil spray. Shake the can angrily, making as much noise as you can as you pretend to discover it's empty. When you've got her attention, notice her noticing you. You probably won't even have to speak first. This is such a perfect pickup technique. That's what happened to Paul at Malibu when he settled down near a leggy chick wearing just a string bikini.
Are you out of oil?
Yeah, I thought I had a full can, but my sister must have used it all when I lent it to her. And the sun's really fierce today.
Well, would you like to borrow some of mine?
Say, that would be great, but are you sure you have enough?
I always carry extra.
You're very smart.
First, Paul's already let her know he's generous by making up that story about lending his sister his suntan oil, while actually his can's been empty all summer. But more important, he's the first guy on the beach to ever tell this great-looking chick she's smart. He doesn't even mention her fantastically soft-looking breasts pushing out of her bathing suit top. He can tell her that later. Right now, she's proud to lend him some oil because he's noticed how intelligent she is to have brought an extra supply. Girls like to have their intelligence appreciated as well as their bodies. Then Paul goes over to have a closer look at this chick holding out the oil to him.
Hey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Are you sure you can spare it?
Sure, take all you want.
I'll put it on here so you can have it right back.
That's all right. Take your time.
You've got such a good tan, you must live on the beach.
Yes, I share a house with some other stewardesses.
When Paul learns the girl's a stew, he knows what to do next because stews are trained to serve men. So he pretends to have trouble spreading the suntan oil on his back.
It's hard to spread this stuff on my back. Do you think you can give me a hand here? I can't get it right in the middle.
Sure, hold still. How's that?
Feels great. I couldn't have done it without you.
Paul's no novice at this pickup. He knows perfectly well how to oil his own back, but he also knows that all girls want to be helpful and feel needed. In 5 minutes, he's getting a back rub from this fantastic chick who is falling out of her tiny suit over him, and she still doesn't know she's being picked up.
I'm protected now. But your back looks kind of dry. Let me do it for you.
Oh, thanks.
Just undo your strap and I can get it around.
Okay.
How's that feel?
But Paul doesn't have to ask because he knows he's a terrific back rubber. Who isn't? And the chick is literally in his hands. He can feel the supple muscles of her back tensing and relaxing under his sure fingers.
That feels wonderful.
It's important to work the oil in. There. That about does it.
So fast.
She wants more. Paul really knows what he's doing, doesn't he? Now that she's relaxed and ready, he throws her the pass.
I'd like to pay you back for the suntan oil.
Oh, forget it. I'm glad I could help.
I just can't forget it. You saved my skin. I'll tell you what. Let me give you a frosty drink from my thermos. It's the least I can do for you.
You don't have to do anything.
Please. I insist.
Well, just one would be refreshing.
And how can she resist? When she struggles to do up her bathing suit straps, she flashes some nipple, but Paul keeps cool. He gives her a hand up, and they go over to his towel. Now he's got her on his own territory. She's his already, and they haven't even had that drink yet.
Here's your drink. I'm glad at least I remember my thermos.
I'm glad you ran out of suntan oil.
Me too.
And where does this beautiful relationship go from here? Anywhere Paul wants it to, and all because he made this luscious chick feel special because he noticed her intelligent planning. Try it.
That's it. It's as simple as that. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Time Travel's here with you till 7 p.m.
Want to dance? Or would you rather just suck face?
There's the Jolly Boys with Ripe Tomato. I like that one. It's pretty good. And now I'm going to play The Association. This one's great. It's from the late 60s. It's about this crazy woman, Wendy. She's nuts. Bananas. Crazy as a Wharf House rat. Here she is, Wendy.
Yeah.
Time travel here with you till 7 p.m. My name's Chris Earle. Here with you every week for the last 9 or so years. Hope you're enjoying this August 3rd in the year 2016. We only get one of these days, and it's today, so I hope you're making the best of it. I certainly am. I'm sitting atop Curtis Hall. I've untucked my shirt for the day. Playing some tunes for you. This is from the Nintendo of America soundtrack from Donkey Kong Country from 1998, I think. Shipwreck. That's in the background. A few weeks ago, I had Winston Kidd on, and we did ships and pirates and things like that, and then the show was lost at sea in the archives. So I apologize for that. We're here with you every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. In the 9 or so years, I've only lost 2 shows. That's one of them. And the other one was with my then friend Steve Anderson, who I never hear from anymore. So that one's gone too. Things come and go in life. Here at 6:28 in the evening. It's almost 6:29. Here it comes. Here it comes. 10-second countdown. A lot of life is just waiting, isn't it? I found that to be true. Oh, it's 6:29. There you go. 6:29 here on August 3rd, 2016. You know what? I'm kind of sick of this. I kind of want to play some tunes again. Enough of this. So we're playing a bunch of video games. What are we, like, 14? No. I want to give you something good, though. What do I want to give you? Something rocking? Maybe a little soul? Should I give you some Paul McCartney and Wings? Yeah, why not? They were here a few weeks ago. This is Uncle Albert and Admiral Halsey, his gay friend. Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home.
difference. You remember standing in front of the mirror before you go to Narcissus? Slicking back your hair, getting your white shirt on, and knowing that you would go down to Kenmore Square, down there, play the Gap Band in your tape deck. I love it. I miss it. The Gap Band. On WMFO with Chris Earle, time travel. I'm Agent Stosh. I love you, Peter.
Till 7 p.m. My name's Chris Earle. Want to make a request? Call on in.
requests and just jumping around today here on Time Travel. This next one is from the White Stripes.
Taking every everything this old earth can give. And he ain't put back nothing, whoa, whoa. Now it's been 10,000 years, man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year...
Boy, they were right on the money. Of course, they're going like thousands of years into the future. Jeez. Well, they Nostradamus. Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. My name's Chris Earle. Thanks for listening. This is one of my favorite rock and rollers. It's Bob Seger.
Here comes old Rose. She's looking mighty.
You're listening to WMFO Medford. Time Travels here with you every Wednesday, 5 to 7 p.m. Have a good night, everyone.